Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Try the chili at the Omaha Tap House, or try the boneless wings. What else we got?
Everything.
We're wolfing. We're wolfing this morning. And Josh Wolf will be here later on this morning, too. Craig Evans with us.
I am.
Dr. Meany in the studio on Monday. I'm going to stop saying that probably tomorrow.
No.
I'm not going to say it in front of her face.
Emerson lies.
Yeah, yeah.
Petey found a new punchline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I told you. I'm going to incorporate this into my day. Flows by 8:30, I'm going to be sick of it.
Flows off the tongue, man.
Oh, yeah. It might not take that long.
Petey learned a new trick.
Emerson, some pretty cheerleader. Yeah, it works with everything.
Cheerleaders.
Yeah. Shut up, I'm eating.
Too often. Too often, that's it. Yeah. Was on this date in 1965, the U.S. government sent 90,000 soldiers to Vietnam. And on this date in 1969, more than 500,000 people marched in San Francisco and Washington, D.C., demanding an end to the Vietnam War.
Yep.
Hippies.
Yeah, they ended it, too.
Yeah, could have won if it weren't for them hippies. Because I guess we learned our lesson about fighting concepts. Because we were fighting communism there.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we went on to fight terrorism.
No.
And it hasn't proven to be real successful because communism is still there and terrorism is still there.
Yeah. True.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg sick yesterday. Hope she's feeling better today.
Damn.
Just a stomach bug is what she says.
I know.
Which is nothing compared to the four cancers.
Yep.
She says she can live with the stomach bug. So
yeah, but she seems kind of fragile.
She's got to hang on, man.
Many 86-year-olds are.
Got to hang on.
See.
Right. We need to put her in some hyperbaric chamber.
Right.
Have people watch her 24/7.
Get your, get your abortions
right.
Now.
She's a national treasure.
Well, oh, big time.
The CDC says more people are being killed from superbugs than previously thought. The new report found that 35,000 people die each year from these drug-resistant diseases. Another 3 million are infected by them each year. The CDC says that drugs that are meant to be miracle drugs no longer perform miracles. Superbugs usually infect people who are frail or elderly, but healthy people can catch them as well. I think I saw that they figured out that some germs, when they figure out how to get, you know, past the drugs that they're given, they tell the other germs how to get past it.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows. I'll go ahead.
Everybody knows.
They'll kill me and you go over top. You know?
Yeah.
They know how to beat the game.
There was two people died of the plague in China. And so they're eating the plague, by the way.
Right.
Eating raw marmot.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking, that was the first case of the plague.
Don't eat raw marmot.
It's not meant to be had sashimi style.
Right. Huh. Cook your marmot.
I would say don't eat marmot. But maybe that's a...
I think if you prepare it right.
Yeah. Yeah, here's a restaurant, Petey. It's called Emerson Biggins.
Really?
In Wichita.
Oh, yeah. Emerson.
That's great.
Road trip.
They have marmot? Yeah.
Four stars on Google.
All right. Excellent.
All right. And 678 reviews. So if you're getting four stars with that many reviews.
Is it a restaurant?
What's the...
Are the waitresses
Emerson's?
Got some cans?
I don't know.
Like a Hooters-esque kind of place? Emerson Biggins got to have some boobs in there.
It's an easygoing joint with a
Unless
pool.
It's just balls.
And maybe, shuffleboard
maybe just
table.
Just guys with big balls walk around and wait on you.
Looks like bar fare.
Well, you sound like you're just talking. You've like just put your dream concept
when
out
I'm a,
there.
So. Yeah, ladies sitting around. We're going to open a restaurant called Big Wieners. And everybody's going to want to know
Old
that.
Old balls.
Yeah. What movie is that?
I don't know, but they always say that. Ever since Hooters
I don't
became
know.
A thing.
There was some movie. It escapes me at the moment. Gamecocks. Yeah. It's scantily clad guys who are waiters in a restaurant mocking the concept.
Emerson Biggins.
Yeah.
It's cool.
That's nice. Y'all going to go to church on Sunday and see Kanye?
For sure.
No, I tweeted out this two scam artists together, so yeah.
Yeah, you're not suggesting that Kanye is a scam artist. Suggesting that Joel Osteen is a scam artist.
Actually, yeah, that's exactly what I said about both of them.
He certainly is.
They both are. They're both scam artists.
Yeah.
All Kanye does is go towards a scam.
So Kanye is going to go to the Lakewood Church in Houston. They're expected to draw overflow crowds. TMZ says the church has contacted Ticketmaster and will offer free tickets.
Ticketmaster, Jesus.
Free tickets starting Friday for the first 45,000 takers.
Whoa.
Yeah, both scam artists, right?
The tickets
they all fit
will
in the church?
Oh, it's a huge place.
Oh, 45,000?
Yeah. This is the place that God wouldn't let people in during the flood.
I remember that place. I didn't know it was that big.
No, and they might have some side shoots with cameras on the side.
That's bigger than an NBA arena.
I didn't think it was that big.
The tickets will only be available for the evening service where his choir will perform the popular Sunday service.
That place is not 45,000.
He might have
seen that place.
Several services.
Yeah, he might have more than one service.
Oh, that's half the size. That's got to be it.
No, the 45 grand is just for the night service.
Oh my period. God! It holds 45,000 people.
I've seen that guy's stadium. There's no way that's 45 grand indoors.
Is it Osteen's mega church in Houston reportedly packs in as many as 50,000 worshipers per week.
Holy Christ! Idiots.
What's the Associated Press know though?
Just idiots.
Wow, that's humongous. That's like a USFL stadium.
Yeah. That's more than they get.
Have you seen this guy's the aerial view of this guy's mansion, that Osteen?
Oh, I can only imagine.
What a piece of crap.
The compound.
That's more people than go to see the Arizona State Sun Devils on any given weekend.
That's if the San Diego Chargers sell out and have overflow. That's an NFL team. Yes. That is 25,000 more people than can watch them play football.
This has got to be multiple services.
It does.
Because the information I'm looking at here says
I've seen that thing on TV. It's not 45 grand.
Yeah, it says its capacity is 16,800, but weekly attendance is 52,000.
Okay, 16,000.
But that's still the size of an arena.
Yeah, it's like CHI. It's Arthur Health Arena.
Yeah,
And they're giving out 45,000 tickets.
Yeah,
okay,
I got it.
For a single service,
Joel Osteen's church has enough capacity to host a March Madness game.
Just an early round.
Early round,
Just an early round.
First weekend.
First round.
Wouldn't qualify for the second round or lead eight.
No, but if you give enough, put enough in the offering plate, maybe we can build one that can host a Final Four.
Right.
Suck it, Jesus.
Right. No!
Jesus Dome.
Give generously.
I think that's what they're saying.
Right. The Lord
that's
Dome.
What Joel and Kanye are saying.
Because Joel
though they don't
and Conway
it.
Need your money.
Conway is even better than
it is. Conway. I like that. That's hilarious, you know. We're just dying over here.
What's sad is the people who don't have the proverbial pot to piss in are the ones that are most likely to give away their money.
It's also, it's also rich people go there, too, and feel better about themselves, handing this guy a bunch of cash.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Kim's going to be there as well.
Yeah, screw them all. They're all scam artists.
Well, that's the only way you're going to get to heaven.
That's right.
That's your ticket right there.
You got to raise a little hell.
Nice.
Sorry, I enjoyed that perhaps more than I should
have. Yeah, I'm glad you did. I didn't really enjoy saying it after I said it. But I appreciate your laughing.
So, there's going to be a conversation in the morning show and then Kanye's service at night.
Scam.
Is how that will work. Perhaps you will be more interested in SNL on November 23rd.
Will Ferrell, right?
Will Ferrell.
Yeah. No, no.
Yeah, we talked about it the other day.
And King Princess.
Don't know who that is. But once again, we don't care about the musical act. We care about the person hosting it. This week is Harry Styles, right? He does both. Yeah. He's the host. I know that.
Did you see the viral photo going around of the woman who's on the airplane? She goes by the name of Woody Soprano on Reddit. She posted an image of her on the airplane, and on top of her seat, as she is sitting there, the person behind her has put their nasty ass naked feet on top of her seat.
No, that's not going to happen.
On her headrest.
On her headrest.
That's the passenger shaming thing, too. Check out that Twitter feed. People.
Apparently, she did nothing except say, this is going to be a long flight.
Wow.
Other people jumped in and said, oh, hell no.
Oh, no, I'm saying something. First of all, if I'm sitting beside that person and seeing her nasty feet up in the air.
What in the hell are you doing?
Yeah, but this is a viral thing going around as of the last few days.
Them are some nice feet, but probably not polite to have them up on your purses.
Probably not.
Big 14-size puss feet? All feet are nasty for that matter, but you know.
Yeah. I mean,
unless you ask Rex Ryan.
Yeah, he might be into that.
Don't want your nasty ass feet hanging over.
You know?
Yeah. The Department of Housing and Urban Development says veteran homelessness dropped by more than 2% in 2019. Still, more than 37,000 experienced homelessness this year. They say progress has been made, but plenty of work remains to give veterans access to affordable housing.
Frickin' Bob!
Thanks for serving.
Pick yourself up by your bootstraps. Oh, and thanks for serving.
A ship that was sunk by a German U-boat during World War I. The Swedish steamer.
Orgy. That's a sex act.
Yep. Yeah.
SS Kitteros.
Puss has given out his share of those.
Oh, yeah.
Only upon request.
That's right. Puss that gives you the Swedish steamer. Right.
The Swedish steamer.
Can't grow facial hair, but he can steam gives a mean Swedish steamer.
SS Kitteros. You can complain. Has been sitting in about 250 feet of water in the Baltic Sea. Underwater treasure hunters, divers, and unmanned underwater vehicles from Ocean X team, or maybe Ocean 10 team, I don't know, and iExplorer worked around the clock for a week last month to salvage hundreds of bottles of rare cognac and liqueur.
Oh, I bet you it was well-preserved, because that water is cold.
Not all of it.
Oh, they recovered leaks, though, doesn't it?
600 bottles of De Hartman and Company cognac.
But doesn't the cork leak?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
They recovered 600 bottles.
When the cork leaks, I hate that.
And De Hartman and Company cognac. And 300 bottles of Benedictine liqueur,
a brand now
owned by Bacardi, according to CNN. Now, this De Hartman and Company cognac, nobody's ever heard of that before.
Right.
But we do know the Benedictine liqueur because Bacardi now owns that. They say that they don't know if it's drinkable yet. They say they get a fraction of smell from the Benedictine bottles, and it smells sweet and from herbs. They can't get any sense of smell from the cognac, but that might be fine since it should not smell through the cork. So they're researching the cognac, they're talking with Bacardi to try and determine how much this is worth.
Just give it that part. You know, it's worth what somebody's going to pay for it, right?
The cognac is an unknown brand.
But now it's known.
They don't know how that will affect the value. They don't want to open a bottle if it's tens of thousands of dollars, but they are trying to find info.
Well, you almost have to, don't you?
Yeah, they're going to have to crack one of them.
Yeah, you got to bust one open.
Yeah, easily.
They don't know how many bottles still have their seals intact. Some have had their corks pushed down into the bottles. That's not a good thing.
No.
Those bottles that have had their cork still in place.
Yeah. You've ever had your cork pushed down your bottle. You know that's not a good thing.
You can't retrieve it that easily. Yeah.
Right. The corks that are still in place should be good since there's still air between the level of the content and the cork.
How old is this stuff?
In the morning.
World War I. Give it to somebody.
1917 is when it got shot down.
Oh, okay.
Give somebody a drink. Say, you try it, dude. It just falls down, man. Okay, that was bad.
I'm your canary.
That's right. Just give it to some dude.
Now, these are they figured that this is fancy stuff because it may have been going to the Russian czar at the time. If not the czar, at least people around him is what they are figuring out. So it was going to top people. And so now they are looking to figure this out.
If you leave a canned beer in your fridge too long, it goes bad. Mm-hmm. It does. So
it's a little different.
Yeah, I know it's a little different. But the cork.
They did a little bit of cork seawater.
But the cork's going to.
The early 1900s.
You put a cork in there, it's going to deteriorate eventually. Puss will tell you that.
Especially early 1900s cork. It was machine produced.
Yeah, but they say those cold depths and the temperatures preserve stuff, so these things might be okay. Yeah.
And when did cognac become synonymous with the black culture?
After 1917.
Yeah, probably after that.
No.
I don't know. Yeah. You're looking at the wrong guy.
Tennessee? I don't know.
For us.
Yeah. No, I'm asking Petey because he's more in touch
that
with that.
That may just be for
no,
us.
No, I think you're more thinking, but that's true, but it's you still hear guys, you know, upper crust drinking cognac.
Yeah, but
white or black.
They've really embraced it.
Hennessy.
Recently. Is it Hennessy or just cognac in general?
Well, I don't know like how to perpetuate these stereotypes any further than we have. But
well, I remember we knew a guy that used to run.
We've got black friends who will perpetuate the stereotypes.
That's fine. Well, that's their place. That's not necessarily mine. I mean, my observant over. I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of white people drink cognac and Hennessy and stuff. So yeah,
old friend of ours used to run a place called Pinky's. It used to be a Pinky's here in this town. There was also one in Vegas. He ran the one in Vegas, and he had a pimp problem. At the middle of the night, one night a week, all the pimps would show up.
Actually, like early in the morning.
Early in the morning.
Yeah, late.
I mean, really hardcore.
Early a.m. hours.
Hardcore, just dressed to the nine pimps.
Did you say you had a pimp problem?
Pimp problem, yeah. And it was just because some problems, because there was a bunch of pimps hanging out at his, so he raised the price of cognac.
Yeah.
To get everybody, and they stopped coming.
He may have stopped serving it entirely.
He might have stopped.
Yeah. And they
so that's the line we got. That was years ago.
Yeah. They no longer met up there.
Yeah.
Due to the lack of cognac.
Right. Yeah.
I never tried. I think I've tried cognac before.
It's yummy.
Yeah.
Warm it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I think I've tried that.
I had it forced upon me by Houston Alexander that one time.
Wyatt Hennessy with him. I did a shot with Houston years ago.
Taking that yak to
at
the
a bar.
Neck.
Yeah, that was pretty hardcore,
then,
man.
And then he you know, nut tapped me a couple times later on in the evening because he kept drinking the Hennessy. Yeah.
He was drinking incredible hopes.
Nut tapping the puss last night.
He had some other liquor too.
Yeah, hypnotic.
Hypnotic.
Yeah, he's drinking incredible hulks.
Yeah,
he needs that.
Yeah,
Jesus.
I don't think he was even using a glass. He was just double fisting the bottles, just back and forth.
What do you do with your nuts?
Oh God.
Was it back of the hand or double fisting?
It was. It was like a fist, backhand fist twice. The man's fists are made of bricks.
Yeah, he's a man. That's for sure.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.